Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ooh, we always start in the show with Little Victories, getting right into it today. And my little victory is I'm late, but it's okay because I went on a date last night and you guys are nosy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, buddy.
So don't worry, there will be a date update.
Cool.
Never been in tears in the first 5 minutes of a date, but there I was.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh?
Tears.
Like... You know what?
Coming down my face five minutes in.
I'm going to just wait for you to tell the story because I don't even want to ask no questions
yet. It's always something new on these dates. So yeah. Why was I crying 5 minutes into my date? I'll tell you after. Am I the jerk?
Oh, just wait.
That's my little victory. I got a good show for you guys.
Let's get it.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that even though yesterday I was thrusted into some hecticness as far as like, you know, I left the show and I immediately got a call from my doctor.
Oh.
Long story short, they double booked me for an appointment that was supposed to happen today. So they called me freaking out yesterday and are like, can you come in? And I was like, not really. I got a doctor's appointment with my kids already.
Oh, you already were busy.
Yeah. So they're like, if you can make it like right now, please do.
Wait,
we'll
you went to the
in.
Doctor yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the
knee doctor. Having a surgery on.
The pre-op physical that they want
God,
me to do.
Oh my God, I have questions.
Yeah, so it went into a spiral fast.
What?
But the little victory is that it got taken care of. So we both got a good show
thank
today.
Thank God. I cannot wait to hear what they said. Now I need to know what the doctor said.
Yeah. No,
because you're going
you.
Into surgery in like a few weeks, dude.
2 weeks to be exact.
Holy. Oh my gosh. The Tuesday after Memorial Day. Oh my God, DZ. We're not ready. We're not ready.
No, we're not ready.
We're not ready.
At all.
Family meeting.
For real, though, man.
Okay, well, I'm excited to hear about that, the abrupt doctor appointment.
We made it work.
I got a date update. Wow, it is going to be a good show.
But little victories.
Little
we got
victories.
A good show
We got
now.
A good show. Buckle up, everybody. Question of the day is next. Hold on.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
And not only is the question of the day next, still have Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk, then my date update around 7:55. How's that?
Busy.
We're very busy today, okay?
Let's get it.
Oh, and go try to win those Lakefront Festival of the Arts passes on our website. Good luck.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, I want to know what games, because you're a gamer, and I mean gamer, not in video gamer. You're a gamer like board game. Well, you video game too, but games.
Yeah.
I like video games. I just don't do it that much anymore. Yeah. But I will sit down with somebody and go for hours if you ask me
to. If they're a gamer?
Oh, yeah.
You get into it. You're competitive, though, so
I'm
that's
competitive,
easy.
And I like games.
Yeah, we are.
So, but I want to know what games you like to play with multiple people, because you do a lot of board game nights.
Oh, game night games.
Yeah, my friend, you could pick any game. Any game that requires multiple people.
That could be played with multiple people.
My friend Natalie loves to host game nights, like board game nights.
Yeah, not boring.
No, I missed the last one. They said Cards Against Humanity got pulled out, and it went on for way too long, and everyone was over it. So, like, there's games, you know, you can play with multiple people.
And you gotta know when to switch it, though. When the vibe dies, you're like, all right, y'all wanna play a new game?
That's what my friends said. They were like, nobody was reading the room. They kept doing another round, and half the room was over it.
Nobody wanted to say no. Nobody wanted to say, I'm done, y'all.
But yeah. They wanted a new game. It was time to rotate games.
So, bring out the apples to apples.
Exactly. What's your favorite game to play with multiple people?
Ooh, man, like you said, I love games. Mm-hmm. We're a game family.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to play as many, you know, game nights as we wish we had recently.
You have a 1 and a 3-year-old. Those are going to pick up again when the boys are a little bit older.
A little bit older, for
but
sure.
But you can text or call 414-533-1037. What do you like to, what are your favorite games with multiple people?
I'll throw two at you that are, quite frankly, my favorite.
One, give them to
one
me.
One that's more like an in-house and one that you could play at dinner, like at a restaurant.
Oh, all love right? it. Go.
First game is a card game. It got crowdsourced on Kickstarter, I believe. It's called Exploding Kittens. It's a strategy game on top of that. So there's cat cards, there's action cards.
I've seen this, but I don't know what it is.
We got like 5 versions of it. You come over and play anytime.
Exploding Kittens? Exploding, and how does it work?
So you basically, you collect like 7 cards in your hand, something like that. We haven't played in a while. But then you get a life line, one card, and then a bunch of action cards and cat cards. Cat cards do something together, and action cards basically make you do something else. Like I can make you, you know, lose your lifeline card with one of my action cards.
Yeah.
Exploding Kittens is by far one of my favorite strategy games.
Interesting.
It's one of them real cerebral games that you gotta like think about. It seems easy and it seems dumb, but then you start applying science to it and you go, oh.
And you start getting into it.
It's chess with cards and cats.
Chess?
It's crazy. No, it's crazy.
That sounds fun.
And then another game, it's kind of a nameless game. We just started playing randomly a few times out at dinner. It's like a draw game where grab a napkin, grab a child's menu.
Oh, this is a game you can play on your own. You don't need any board games or anything. What is it?
No, every restaurant's got crayons, or somebody usually got a marker or a pen.
Ladies usually have pens in their purse.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, that kind.
Grab a napkin, blank piece of paper or something, and set a timer with however many people you got at the table. 30 seconds. First round, everybody gets 30 seconds to draw on the piece of paper whatever they want. So 30 seconds, I go, boom, timer goes off. Allie, now you go, boom, timer goes off. Now my wife Erin goes, boom. Now the next person goes,
so wait,
boom.
I draw
whatever you want. You just start drawing, and then you continue the drawing.
So instead of telephone with a new line, it's like when you tell a story and the next person adds a line, you're
drawing
onto the drawing.
Yep.
So if somebody puts like a donut, I can add another donut and make boobs.
Exactly.
And then if somebody grabs that, they can draw a pickle onto the boobs.
Exactly. And then I could turn it into a dog bone because I add 2 more donuts on the other side. And then
that's a fun game.
You can play as many rounds as you want. You could shorten it. You can go 30 seconds first round, 15 seconds second round, 10 seconds third round. Bro, these games are goofy.
Stephanie and Jackson said she loves the game of life or what you meme.
Ooh, what you meme is a good one.
Okay. Monikers, somebody said. Get it, Amazon. It will not disappoint. That's Christina and Franklin.
What's Monikers?
I don't know, but I'm into it. And then let's see. Carly in Milwaukee said Codenames or What's in the Bag.
Code names. Oh, I've heard of code names.
Of course, your wife texted in and said Exploding Kittens, the game you love.
Great
you
minds.
You know what? Screw it. Let's go to line 2. Hannah in New Berlin said murder mystery games.
Ooh.
Yes. Clue. Hi. Oh, Kiss FM. Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Rachel. I was just called to tell you my favorite game is a strategy game. It's called Doomlings.
What? Is this a board game?
It's a card game.
Ooh,
you can play like multiple people. It's really cute. They have tiny little characters, so it's a strategy game.
Ooh.
I like strategy games.
Doomsling, you called it? Or Doomlings. I see it now.
Doomling.
The best card game for the end of the world. That's what it's called.
Perfect. So the current state of what we're in.
Love it. I definitely recommend it. And it's really cool to have the kids play with it also.
Dooley.
Really? Okay. Well, we love more suggestions. So thank you. A delightful card game for the end of the world, it says.
I'll be getting it. No, I'll be buying it. Don't play with me. I like
It sounds fun.
Don't say strategy game and have me not get it.
You know what? Thank you, Rachel. You have a great day, girl.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I appreciate it.
Bye. Screw it. Let's go to one. We're just going to take the callers because we're not going to play another song. We're just going to talk to our friends today. Hi, Kiss FM. Turn down your radio. Who's this?
It's your boy, the LGR.
Roger. Give me 2 seconds, my boy. You know we got to get you right.
He's got his own theme song. He called 5 days in a row. Bring them out. Bring them out. Roger!
Yo, good morning, Ali DZ, move up to stand up. It's your boy, the LGR.
You don't know, now you know. Let's go!
Hey. All right, Roger. The question of the day is, what games do you love to play with multiple people? DZ loves exploding kittens.
Mm-hmm.
I like Naked Twister. That was a joke. No, I don't like Naked Twister. I don't even like Twister with clothes on, if you want me to be honest.
don't put your leg on me.
It's too much work. Exactly.
What you mean, right hand red? Nah.
I love a good card game, though. I'm a gambler.
Yeah.
I'm a card game girl. But, Roger, what is your favorite game to play with multiple people?
The family size Jenga. That's my joint right there.
You know what? That's a big one.
That's my game
right there.
Have y'all seen?
I'm the king at it. My family hate me.
I feel like a challenge has been presented. The mm-hmm. king of giant Jenga. Okay, Roger. Yes.
Speaking of giant games, bro, because I'm with the giant Jenga, but I also want to challenge y'all to the giant Tetris. Have you guys seen that one? They be selling it. I think it's like Costco or Sam's Club.
Oh, I want in on that.
It's like a yard game. Wow. Oh, we're buying that for the summer.
How do you play?
What?
Imagine like a half
Tetris.
Circle. A half circle, but giant half plastic half circle. And then you got giant Tetris pieces that you got to put
them. It's like a giant Connect 4, but it's,
And whoever makes it fall loses. Because you keep stacking, take turns. Once we buy it, y'all will see it. Because speaking of giant games, yes, Roger. Yes, giant Jenga, giant Tetris at our house this summer. I challenge you both.
Okay.
You know what?
We got to get it.
I don't know what you're doing at 1 o'clock, Roger, but I will meet you at 3rd Street Market Hall by the giant Jenga. We have a date. You hear me? Do you hear me, Roger?
Yeah.
See you, boy.
Do you hear us, Roger?
Do you hear us?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
The show's going too fast today. I need to slow down.
Take a second.
There's too much happening, okay?
Can we woosah, please?
Sheesh. Okay, not only do I have a date update, but What Would DZ Do has to do with dating, so I'm in.
He creeped
out the girl he was dating.
And this one.
Why do men do this? Why do you guys do this to us?
How is it so easy to creep somebody out?
No.
Hear it out. He says just this.
What happened?
He didn't ask to be put in the Kissmas Protection Program, but I think we should. Either way.
Okay, let's hear it.
We'll hear it and then we'll give him a name. Says, creeped out the girl I'm dating. Ali and DZ, me and the girl I'm dating are both 20, turning 21 this summer.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, we go to the same school and are studying similar majors. Shout out UWM. Shout out. So when I approached her about 2 months ago, we immediately hit it off, having tons in common.
Uh-huh.
We hung out basically every day since. Think she's really amazing and a nice person. I've been really into her. It's going so well, and so far it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to be really interested in me as well. We've been connecting, getting to know each other, and things have been getting more serious. At first, I think we both thought it would be a summer fling, but now we don't know.
Mm.
But here's the problem. About a week ago, after a day, after a date night,
yeah.
We were going our separate ways in our own cars. She said she was going to hang out with some friends. I said I was going to the store before heading home. But a few miles down the road, I noticed that I was behind her at a stoplight. So I took a picture of her car and sent it to her saying, I see you with eye emojis. It's something me and my friends do all the time. I didn't think much of it, sent it, forgot about it. It was a joke. Now fast forward to our next date and the next few days.
Yeah.
She canceled last second on me, saying that she had something else to do, felt a little weird in her text leading up to it. She had never mentioned the pic or even the text when we said something to each other. She didn't even seem to find it funny when I finally mentioned it. I basically feel like I creeped her out and now think I ruined anything good we had going. I immediately apologized when I felt felt this, explaining my thought process, that I thought it would be funny, that I didn't intend to come off creepy at all, but I see that it was probably dumb for me to do when we weren't as serious as I was feeling we were getting.
Hold on. How are you going to be hanging out every day and you're not... No. You don't. That's not fair.
He said, "I
you don't
probably
get to hang out every day and say we're not serious."
Well, no. He thought they were getting serious. He's now
that's
saying.
That's what I'm saying.
He maybe she did not think or does not think that they were as serious as he felt they were.
I don't think he's wrong though for thinking that they were if they serious. Were hanging out every day, she's the one leading them on.
He wraps up. He says, "I didn't. You know, I probably made her feel unsafe, which is crappy. She hasn't responded back to the last time I apologized, and I'm looking for advice on how to move forward from anyone that may have been." Or is in a similar situation. Did I really completely ruin my chances? Thanks.
I don't think she feels unsafe.
Okay.
I think she feels suffocated. I think there's a big difference.
Ooh, elaborate
big
a little bit.
Big difference.
I was going in a completely different direction.
Unsafe means I'm scared of you. I think you're going to hurt me. I don't feel okay alone with you. She feels fine alone with this guy.
Right.
She feels suffocated because he's literally going, I'm right on. She's trying to go do independent things with her friends apart from him. And he's going, I see you. And this is where the suffocation begins. It's like, I'm literally going to hang out with my friends.
But you ended
and
up-
you're sending me pictures following me. He's trying to be funny, and he was being funny.
He wasn't following
it wasn't
her,
that,
though.
I
you
get
hear
it.
Me?
I get it.
It just
but
came off like that.
If she's irritated, I'm assuming that's what it was for her.
You want to know what I thought?
What?
I thought she wasn't going to hang out with friends at all.
That she was cheating?
I thought, well...
Well, that might be, too.
If they're
she
not official. Be. If they're not official, right? They've only been talking for, like, a couple months, two months, right? Y'all are going on consistent dates. You guys are getting more serious. Who's to say that she doesn't have another bow in the wings waiting? You
she
know,
got
another
the
bow
ick.
In the books.
Somebody texted in, she got the ick. That's what I'm saying. She felt suffocated. She felt the ick.
I thought she had another dude. You know, she's kind of like chilling. They're 20.
He needs to get a life, is what I'm saying. He needs to do something for himself.
I thought my man's was falling in love, not realizing that really she was kind of playing the field.
Maybe.
And yeah, she said friends. She never said if it was girlfriends or guy friends.
She could be just going out with her friends. She could be going on another date.
And I think that's
lying.
Fine, right? And I think maybe she projected the, oh, snap. I'm, you know, this guy's following me, going to maybe see me with another guy. Oh, snap. She was going on another date.
I don't think she felt unsafe. I don't know what it was,
so
but
either.
I don't think she felt unsafe when I hear this out, or she wouldn't be hanging out with this guy every day. But I do think she got the ick from him.
I do think she felt some type of
Once
way.
Once you get the ick, it's over.
It might be over. My advice, you've already said something, sounds like more than once.
Yeah.
Right? You've mentioned, hey, you ain't get my text. You didn't think that was funny? Really thought it wasn't that funny. Now, you really bring it up, apologize, because you feel like you creeped her out.
She's going, get off my jock. That's what she's doing right now.
How do you approach this as a guy though when you it's a really fine line to we're going great, we're really matching, we're really meshing, we're hanging out every single day, this is what you want, this is what I will give you. Oh, hey girl, I'm in traffic behind
hey.
You click, I see you,
414-533-1037. Well, you know what, we'll take line one, see what they have to say, because basically he was dating this girl, they're hanging out every day, she goes to hang out with friends, he's behind her, he sends her a picture and says I see you, and it sounds like she got the ick or feels unsafe.
It sounds like something else is going on.
She's turned off.
She's turned off. Y'all thought y'all were way more serious. And now, I do think you ruined this little summer fling that you thought you had going.
Kiss FM, who's this?
Hey there, hey.
Oh, snap, it's Saucy.
Dude, we don't even need her name or anything. We know it's Saucy when we hear her. Like, hi, Saucy. Where's Ronnie? Where's your kid?
I don't have him this week, next
so
week.
So funny. Your son is so... Okay, fine.
He's so
this
great.
Topic.
What do you think?
I love that kiddo.
What do you think? Because people are texting in, make sure you sign your names to 414-533-1037. Saucy, what do you think?
It sounds like he had feelings and she did not.
Why would she be with him every day, though? If she doesn't have feelings, I would never hang out with a dude every day.
Maybe she needs him.
Well, then, Saucy, explain it then, if you wouldn't do
okay,
it either.
Okay, I wouldn't do that either. However, something that I've realized is not everybody will treat people the same way that I treat them. Everybody feels the same way about somebody as they feel about you.
Okay.
Hold on, though. If you're hanging out with somebody every
daily.
Day and it's romantic.
We're dating.
And
she could be a loser who just leads him on.
Maybe.
And this could be what's happening. They're young.
You know, exactly. They're very young and she doesn't know what she wants, obviously, if she's continuing the manipulation of, oh yeah, we're hanging out every day, but we're not putting a label on anything. And then she gets creeped out. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, it's a situationship. You're
it's
right.
A situationship.
She's doing 100%.
Women do it to men. Men do it to women. It's not even a gender thing anymore. This is exactly what happens. You start hanging out. You think it's more serious.
It's convenient.
One person does screws around, and you have a fight about the fact that you weren't exclusive. Tell me how many times I've been down this road.
Now you agree.
You and me both.
Listen.
Now is the feasible that she was maybe going on another date.
Yeah, but it's her own limiting issues. It's not his problem. I think it's funny. I'd laugh at it. I've done it to my coworkers where I've taken pictures and sent them to them and been like, I see you. That is funny.
Yeah,
and if she didn't find it funny, she is lame.
Fair enough, Saucy. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Much love.
All right.
Stephanie in Kenosha said, just bring it up and have that conversation and explain that the picture of her car in traffic and how it was a joke and how you and your friends have that ongoing joke. Clear the air.
Again, y'all missed the part where you said, I said all of this, reiterated, immediately apologized, and explained my thought process that it was a joke, that it's something I do. She didn't care about none of that. She bypassed all of that.
Danny in Oak Creek texted and he said, don't chase, replace. I could not.
Hey, yo. On that note.
Don't chase, replace. We'll talk to you guys next.
Is that a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is he was seeing this girl. They were hanging out every day. She left one night to go hang out with her friends. He left. He ended up behind her at a stoplight, took a picture and said, I see you. And she got the ick and got creeped out is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Creepy Craig.
Dave Patrick texted in. I love how, Dave, you put your full name. Dave Patrick.
What up, Dave Patrick?
I follow him on Instagram. He's a teacher. I know him.
Awkward.
He said, because I met him in public and now, you meet listeners and you know him from social media.
And then you associate the name. Yep.
He said she got the ick, but if she couldn't take a joke, she's not worth it. Do not text any more apologies and use the summer to get your next fling.
I do like that advice. I mean, yeah, she can't take a joke. That's valuable.
Kate the Great is calling from East Troy.
Oh, Lord.
She's very passionate about this. She says, kick her to the curb.
No.
Get rid of her.
For real?
Get rid of her.
Bye,
she has no humor. And if she doesn't like him, then be honest and be like, you're a psycho for sending that. You know what I mean?
Well, if she is really, really creeped out by it, be like, no, that just really wasn't.
Get over it. Like, you wait. There's a lot of creepier things with us who are dated like through our 30s.
Yes, Kate. There are much more creepy things.
Exactly.
Yes, than
somebody... And if you're freaked out by that, like, get a grip.
And if you're hanging out with a guy every day, you shouldn't be creeped out by it. It's funny. Like, if you're not if you went out with a guy who you felt suffocated by, you wouldn't be hanging out with him every
day. Is there a possibility for in a strange world that she has in her young years an experience with a ex-boyfriend that maybe followed her around a little creepily?
Then explain that to him. Mm-hmm. Give him the benefit and explain that to him. Be honest.
Don't project it onto him and then run away because you're thinking it's about to turn into the same situation from before.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. People aren't honest and transparent enough these days and they need to be to get what exactly they want.
That part.
We're all afraid to say things.
Why would we want to? It's scary to talk to people for real.
Kate, didn't you hear me? I had horrible service the other night at dinner and I still gave the guy 22%. I mean, you want to talk about being not in the mood to confront people?
Yeah. It's different when you're dating, though. Like, service is, service and actual relationships.
Is it, though?
It is. It is.
We're still afraid to say what we think or want or do or beat around the bush. She's obviously not telling him what she's upset about.
Some dude at a Red Robins.
Hanging out every day.
You know what I mean? But some guy you're seeing arguably starting a real relationship with, that's way different than the server that didn't give you a great, experience when you went out to get food.
Well, Samantha said that she was cheating. She got the ick, but it was actually an easy out for her.
I could see how they wouldn't be as serious and she might have dudes that she's still talking to, whether they're dating or not dating.
Samantha said, as a younger person, I feel like this is a younger person joke. So if she doesn't think it's funny, maybe she's just plain weird. Maybe it's a younger person. I think it's just a joke that's either taken well or not.
Or depending.
I don't even know if age has anything to do with it.
She wasn't friends with this man.
It's a sense of humor. You're not on the same, like if you had a, you know, a 1 to 10.
We can call it what it is, or she's a wet blanket.
Yeah.
Flat out. I mean, Kate the Great said it best. She ain't got no humor in her body. Whether she was creeped out of that or not, she's not addressing that with you. She didn't even laugh at it. She couldn't even find a way to laugh at it. Mm-hmm. After you explained it was supposed to be funny.
Listen to this text. Somebody said, I've been here before as a girl. She was looking for a way out and she ran with it when he pulled this. There's no way she was actually creeped out.
Heard.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's
it. Manuel!
3.7. Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
No,
I'm
not
great.
You
I'm
liar.
Not, no, I'm not lying. I said I'm all right. You asked if I was okay. I said I'm all right.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not okay.
Keeping it real. It's not okay. DZ is weeks out from knee surgery. I was telling somebody this. I'm like, no, he's not having a knee replacement at 31, but he is having someone's cartilage put in his body because he has no cartilage in his knee, apparently.
If I wasn't as active and as young as I am, a knee replacement would be an option.
Which
if I was
wild.
If I was 15 to 20 years older, they would have said knee replacement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But since I'm not, I'm getting something different. And yesterday, maybe, why don't I tell you now?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had an impromptu rush to the doctor, and not like an emergency, nothing crazy happened.
What do you mean?
But I got to do pre-op, I got blood work stuff that I got to do before the operation. You've had surgery, you know.
I've had many surgeries, and it really is all these things. You have the pre-operation appointment, then you have all the stuff they have to give you to like shower the night before.
Yep, I got all of that already.
Where is the actual surgery?
The actual surgery, I don't know if I want to tell y'all.
You don't have to. It's in Milwaukee.
It's in Milwaukee.
Fair enough.
And yeah, it's coming up soon. And I was supposed to have the appointment today for all my pre-op blood work, all of those things. But they called me yesterday and were like, DZ, we double booked. And now we've got two appointments at the same time tomorrow. Are you by chance able to come in today?
Oh, no.
I'm like, dude, I already got an appointment with our youngest, our 18-month-old.
You had a doctor appointment for Danny.
Right. In Oak Creek. All the way in Oak Creek. And they're trying to get me to come up over here in Hell's Corners. Mm-hmm. I'm like, gee, I'm sorry, I can't make it happen. They're like, oh, snap. Can you come right now? I hadn't even walked out of the station yet.
And they called you and said, can you come out here? So did you go?
Yeah, I went.
What happened?
Sat there for, you know, however long. They fit me in between the appointments that they already had, and it turned into a whirlwind, dog.
Wait, what was the appointment for?
The appointment was just to get blood work.
Oh, right. Okay, got it.
But then how do I end up with a dang EKG and a chest x-ray all to boot on top of that?
Why did they do that?
Apparently, they wanted just to get a full picture for the doctor, but this isn't what they had told me originally. I thought I was just going for labs. I didn't know the labs included x-rays, and I didn't know it included
What's
an EKG.
Isn't the EKG with your heart?
For your
stuff?
Heart.
So
right.
What is that? Is it just checking your overall health or what?
I guess, right? But
to see how healthy you are? I don't know.
It threw me into a little bit of a stressful situation. Right? Because I asked, like, why? Right? And it was more, it's for the pre-op stuff. They want to check that your body's okay.
Nothing bad's going to happen from having some testing, but
my assumption,
I just was curious why they're doing that.
My assumption was more or less it was because since I'm going to be under local anesthesia.
Yeah. They're just checking everything.
Right?
Sure.
Because I have a history of hypertension
Did
that
you
they're
ask
just
them?
Making sure. They said it was just pre-op stuff.
Yeah, just making sure you're healthy. And
okay.
If they're going to put you under... You've never been under anesthesia?
Never.
That may be why.
Right?
I mean, I've been put out so many times, I just lay back like, go ahead, I'll wait.
Nope.
Shoot me up. Like, when's this... You know? So I get it. It's really... A lot of people get scared. You know, it's a scary thing.
So it thrusted me into like a, now we go. Now this is real. Right now.
Oh, it's all the things happening that made you go, I'm really having surgery.
Yeah. It all happened yesterday when it wasn't... I didn't even expect 3/4 of the things that I actually got. I was expecting just the blood work. I went in just for blood work.
As someone who's had a lot of surgeries, can I give you some advice? And
please,
you're not going to take it because I know you.
You know me. Yeah.
I know you. You're going to be stressed out till the damn surgery the day after Memorial Day, but what's new?
Yep.
I would say, this is so easy for me to say, having all these surgeries. I'm like, what's the big deal? I've had multiple skin removals, C-sections, I've broken bones, you name it. I'm trying to give you advice and say, just go into it enjoying that. Just look at it. I don't know if it's going to work. Look at it like a break.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm about to go to sleep for a few hours and not have to think about anything. I'm going to get a break. And then I'm going to be, you know, think of it as a break.
I'm going to be forced to sleep. They're going to force me to take a nap with some gas.
What's wrong with taking? Who doesn't like naps? Now you're got a problem with naps?
I like willful naps.
My point is,
I'm like my toddler. Don't force me to nap. Let me nap on my own.
My advice is let the stressors be after. I know you have to prepare for them. Like, who's going to take care of the dogs? Who's going to take care of the babies? Who's going to help your wife if you're not mobile? And the answer is there's plenty of us to go around.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, and that is what's stressing
me. And I have two kids for sale. You don't even have to buy them. They'll just come work. Okay.
I can lease them for a little bit.
You can have Owen and Hudson as much as you want to help.
Let's go.
But honestly, I mean, the stress, it's scary before, but it shouldn't be. Like, you're just thinking about the future, and there's nothing you can do about that right now.
At all.
So I would say, just look at it as, I'm in a lot of pain right now, mm-hmm. my knee hurts so bad, mm-hmm. and in a few weeks, I'm not going to be in pain anymore.
Right.
And my life is going to be, in 2 weeks, be excited about it. That's my advice for you mental health wise. Don't be scared. Be excited for the future because you're going to be pain free, hopefully.
Is it possible?
And your life is going to change. You just have to get through the recovery.
Is it possible to be both? Because I am genuinely excited for the outcome,
yeah,
for the future.
It is, of course.
But
yes,
I am
a great question.
Deathly afraid of what's to come. Right,
you know
the unknown. Like I am very excited, and I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm scared to go get surgery. Yeah, it's unsettling, but I know it's for my betterment, for my family's betterment, and for overall health,
mm-hmm.
but it freaks me out. It doesn't feel natural to me, right?
Yeah.
But it also isn't natural the way I'm feeling, so one of the lesser evils, right?
Well, it's a new experience.
Yeah,
of course, it's going to be scary and intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's actually really honest that you said, can I be scared and excited? I think that's as honest as you're going to get about your feelings.
Because I'm about a 10 on both, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
And then, the worry mm-hmm. stands. Like, I would love to make sure the house is in order and everything's clean.
You're thinking about stuff that just doesn't matter, dude.
That part.
The house being clean is irrelevant. Nobody cares.
I do.
Nobody coming over cares. You're going to be high as a kite after the surgery. You're not going to care, dude. Just go in and get your knee fixed. What?
It's a trip hazard.
Oh, the house?
Our house. Like,
you're not walking?
But when I need to.
You told me they want you off your knee. This is actually the opposite of how they normally want you to get up. Because you're getting cartilage donated from someone who passes away.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally, this is why organ donation is so important. They're going to put that in your knee, regenerate it, hopefully.
Yeah.
You are supposed to stay off of it. It's the opposite of what people normally do, right?
But when they do have me moving, I can't bend. So I'm not going to be able to reach down to pick toys up, to clean the house.
You're going to be like the old man.
Yes.
My God, I can't wait.
I'm going to be out of commission.
I'm excited to see your new knee, though. Very excited.
I'm getting a knee BL, y'all.
Yes, girl! A knee BL.
Shut up.
I'm dead right now. Okay, are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Please.
Thank you for sharing about your doctor appointment.
Ugh.
I want to hear about Danny's appointment later in the show. And
gotcha.
I actually have a date update also after Am I the Jerk, because mm-hmm. I went on a date last night and I was in tears in the first 5 minutes. I've never been on a date and cried.
And to peel back the curtain, that is literally the only thing I know. You haven't said anything off air, so all I know is that you were in tears in the first 5 minutes and I've been biting my tongue and not ask no more questions.
And how many times have you seen me cry in your whole life?
Once?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, dude.
Maybe.
Until I tell you about this date update.
All right, let's get it.
All right, Am I the Jerk is first, though. And what was it today? I know that she wrote... Oh! Oh.
Oh.
Oh, we still have beef for Mother's Day. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to be anonymous. She wants a code name, but she wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband make the plans. And we need to get this one out because she sent it in about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's the week after, we have to do this now or we aren't going to care anymore.
Well, people are still feeling it.
Mother's Day, we're going to be thinking about Father's Day in 2 weeks. I don't care anymore.
Those Mother Day's flowers are still alive. So we're going to talk about it while they are.
And honestly, maybe we could look at this as the same thing as if it were a Father's Day as well. Because
sure.
She said, Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk for you. Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married. I have two teen kids. Since they were born, most Mother's Day Sundays were spent seeing my mother-in-law.
Grams.
And I've been the one to coordinate it. Until recently, my mom lived out of town. My mother-in-law is fine, but I do not have a good relationship with her. I've become tired of feeling obligated to see my mother-in-law on Mother's Day, having to make sure plans are made, and also resentment that she has never once said, you go do your own thing for Mother's Day. Let's do something a different day. This year, I made plans for myself with my kids and my mom. I told my husband we were free Friday night, Saturday night, and maybe some point Sunday, but that was not confirmed.
Sure.
I told him if he wanted to see his mom, he needed to either coordinate around my plans or he can see his mother on Sunday without me and the kids. It is Thursday, so she wrote this in right before Mother's Day. It is Thursday, and as far as I know, no plans were made, so am I the jerk if I don't follow up with my husband to make sure he made plans with his mother? Obviously, keep me anonymous and give me a code name. Girl, we got you.
We got you.
She's tired of making the plans for Mother's Day. Obviously, she sent this in before, and we're just now getting to it, but Father's Day is coming up, so same idea. It's a matter of she's making the Mother's Day plans for somebody else's mom.
Well, and she's a mom herself.
For her mother-in-law, and she's a mom, and what is the hell... I don't, girl.
But she's been doing it for a while.
She did it to herself.
Since the kids were little.
She enabled all this by doing it for the mother-in-law. Trying to be part of the family and try to love the mother-in-law. Which is the only reason you'd be in love the man. But he should have been doing, that's his mom.
It's his mom.
He can make the damn plans. Mm-hmm. I used to do this when I was married. All the time. I mean, and part of it is you're a unit, right?
So right. Oh, you're a team.
She's, your mother-in-law's now your family too.
100%.
But if you're doing that all the time, why isn't, you should be doing it for your mother. So let's say it's Father's Day.
Right.
You should be making the plans for your father.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
But I also get the concept of ask the person what they want to do.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, that's
like,
fair.
Not like you make the plans, but you tell me what you'd like to do and we will do that. Instead of me going, I've planned this day for you and you going, I don't want to do that on Mother's Day. That sounds terrible, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to do and we will make it happen, right?
Yeah.
I understand that concept, but it doesn't feel like that's what's happening.
She's got
here.
Resentment now because every year she plans something for her husband's mother and nobody does anything for her and nobody says thank you. And she's had it. And it is messed up that he's doing nothing in this scenario.
In a nutshell, he should
be planning something not only for his mom, but for his wife.
Yeah, in a nutshell, she has foregone her own Mother's Day for the past, let's just call it 10 to 12 years while the kids were growing up. And now these kids are teens.
She's mad.
And now she's going, where'd my time go?
Hold on. She's like, I don't want to hang out with the mother-in-law anymore.
And who's to say that you guys didn't do something for her on a Friday or a Saturday? But she's saying every Mother's Day Sunday for every year, we coordinate with his mom.
And I don't even like her that much.
I forgot she said that.
Somebody texted in, absolutely not the jerk. You're not his mom. He's a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, sounds like the husband should be making plans for her too since she's mothering him.
Yep. 100%.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay to help each other make plans and get your calendars on point. This is something so specific. It's like it's somebody's birthday and I hand them a present, but I didn't do anything.
You didn't do nothing.
Somebody else went and bought it. Somebody else
wrapped
thought it out and did it all. But then I handed it to them like it was for me. That's essentially what the son's doing.
And Allie goes, you're going to love it. You don't even know what's inside.
Yeah. We got a name. Whoever texted in, you're a genius. Burnt out Bethany.
Burnt out Beth.
Oh, that's Paulina in Milwaukee texted that in. Yes, girl.
Burnt out Bethany.
Burnt out Bethany. She's done.
Well, she's done. But at the same time, hear me out. I know I'm going to trigger by saying this,
what?
But y'all know I'm the devil's advocate in a lot of situations.
No, go ahead.
You can't go 10, 12 plus years
doing
something and then all of a sudden go, no, your turn.
Yep.
How?
It's just so.
You never elaborated. You never expressed that you were, you know, wanting something else. You acquiesced.
She did it to herself. I don't agree. I do agree with you on that one.
And I don't want to blame shift because she's not the jerk in the scenario, but she's the jerk because she abruptly went, now I got my Mother's Day planned. What are you doing?
OG Lori at Timmerman Airport said, manic Mama Maria needs to do her own thing. I don't even think she's manic.
I don't think she's manic.
She's just that's over
a good name. That's a good name, though.
She said, never mind the mother-in-law. Oh, man.
Straight up, G.
Betty in Waukesha and her daughter Evelyn said, both say not the jerk. In the words of Evelyn, who's 8, it sounds like the dad and mother-in-law are the jerks. You guys are funny.
I can agree with the youngin', for sure. It's a complete lap of thought. It's an 100% lack of care and attention, especially when she's the mother of your children.
Man.
But we went 12 years letting it rock like this.
All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. She can stop at any time she wants.
With no conversation and no warning?
I guess. Sarah and McGuanago said, not the jerk. She needs to take care of herself, too. Melanie and Iron Ridge said, she's definitely not the jerk. I think the mother-in-law and the husband should have seen it coming. They don't. She's been...
She's enabled this for the
DC's
last year.
DC's right. She's been enabling this. This is their tradition
she's
at this point.
She's been caring for them.
They don't know anything else.
She's been mothering. And as mothers, y'all are more maternal. Y'all do. Mm-hmm. Y'all give. Y'all completely invest. And y'all go, I will take care of it.
Yeah.
Until you no longer want to, and then everybody suffers. Mm-hmm. Because now mom is disgruntled, dad don't know what's going on,
yep.
And you got mother-in-law over here going, wait, but my grandbabies. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all know I sound crazy, and I'm about to get jumped for even saying this. But I'm sticking 10 toes on it.
No.
She's the jerk.
Is she the jerk for making her husband make the Mother's Day plans for his own mom after she's been doing it for the past 11, 12 years? We'll talk to you guys next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she the jerk for making her husband make the Mother's Day plans? Yes, Mother's Day is over. This is not a repeat. We are live on the radio.
For real, for real.
But I do want to say that she sent this in before Mother's Day last week and we didn't get to it. But I think it's relevant in general because Father's Day is coming up. It's a general who's making the plans for who, basically.
It's a valuable discussion. And honestly, yeah. those Mother's Day flowers are still alive. So the conversation is too.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband make the plans. She's tired of doing it for her mother-in-law. Nobody makes plans for her. She's had it. I don't think she's the jerk. I'm sorry, girl. And we named her Burnt Out Bethany.
I love it.
Let's go to Kaylin in West Bend this morning. I cannot wait to talk to her. Hi, Kaylin.
Morning, buenos dias.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, do you think that Burnt Out Bethany is a jerk for just saying, screw it, my husband's got to make the Mother's Day plans, I'm out?
Not at all the
Amen.
Jerk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to put yourself first.
Fair. Sometimes, especially on Mother's Day, girl.
Yes, and I will say I was in kind of a similar situation. This was my third Mother's Day, and I looked at my husband and I said, you know what? Saturday, we can do whatever we want with my mom and your mom, but guess what? Sunday is 100% for me.
Yes,
my day.
Girl.
That part. Not
way to stand up for yourself and go, enough, because you know what? Otherwise, you're going to be 12 years in, like, mm-hmm. Burnt Out Bethany.
Burnt out.
Resenting everyone and hating your mother-in-law, see?
Correct.
She'd be crying Kaylin over here.
You know who we have to blame? The husband. Uh-huh.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But we knocked both of them out on Saturday. It was a long day, but it was worth it because I got to do my planting and I got Perfect. To spend time with my kids, and nice. That's what I wanted.
And to be honest, it's valuable to understand that now their mothers yeah. and the grandmother well, shouldn't be taking precedent over those days. And it is on yeah. the grandmother to go, no, baby, on Sunday you do your thing.
This is why
come
it's
see
hard.
Me Friday or Saturday or something. Like,
this
you
is where it gets yeah. tough with grandparents because mm-hmm. it's everybody's day now. Mm-hmm. They have kids and they have kids. So now do you all do something? Because it is about other people. It's hard.
When's grandparents' day? When's that at, bro? I know that's a day.
Good point. Good point, Jeezy.
Kaylin right. kicks it off.
Thanks for calling, Kaylin.
Thanks. Love Bye. You guys. Have a great day.
Love you back.
Love you too. Aww. God, I love it when they say love you to us at the
Swear,
end.
Swear, woe is my heart.
Amanda's in Racine. Look out, everybody.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
She's got her own theme song. You know Amanda. Come on. Amanda, girl.
Turn up for what? Woo!
Girl, we're vibing today. You
yes.
were right on point
on
with that.
Fire.
I feel like it's going to be a good day
yep.
when Amanda hits it.
Yeah,
okay.
But is it going to be a good answer?
Well, probably not.
A lot of spicy answer.
What's
oh,
new,
Lord.
Amanda? Do you think she's a jerk for making her husband make the Mother's Day plans? She wrote this in last week, but she's sick and tired of always doing it.
Yeah, I think she's the jerk. And
I'm sorry, I almost spit my Diet Coke out. What?
Hey, she did say it was going to be feisty.
Are you out of your
nah,
mind?
Nah, she said it was going to be feisty.
I don't think it's a big. Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal about her planning. I mean, I'm always used to planning stuff, and as long as we're all together, who cares? Maybe
I
like my mother-in-law, so maybe that's why I don't care either.
Oh.
Not just with my mom. I mean, I don't like my mom, but my mother-in-law's cool.
Shame.
You know?
She said, I like my mother-in-law. I don't know about you, girl.
My mother-in-law's in the club, you know? She's good. So.
She's in the club. We're all fam.
Well, Amanda, only you could call somebody a jerk. I mean, with this topic. Maybe somebody else will go jerk, too.
She likes planning.
Fine.
She's been the planner.
I don't mind.
Talk to us.
You gotta plan it. You gotta have somebody doing it.
Wait till her kids are 12 and 13 or 12 and 14, whatever, and let's talk about this again.
Allie,
what?
Metaphor.
I'm already planning everything anyway, so
Allie, Amanda,
bring it on.
Metaphor.
Okay.
You're getting married. I know you said, nah, forget all that.
Never again. I did it, but never say never.
Never say never. You're getting married. You have a wedding planner.
Yes.
She's a planner,
great.
Right? She's planning everything.
Sure.
You know, you go in. It's a 12-month planning process.
Her name's Julie. Julie was my wedding planner. I just saw her the other day at the Summerfest party.
In
I know
month
her.
11, Julie goes, you plan the rest. What you gonna do about that? You'll be like, hold on, you've been planning everything for the last 11 months.
You know why that's
months.
A horrible metaphor? Because I'm paying her. And that's why your example sucks.
You're paying your partner in love. You're
Don't
paying
stop
your partner
it, DZ.
In love.
That example sucks.
You just give
it away. You pay someone for a service and then you go out in 11 months, they suck. Nobody's paying anybody here. This is about not planning for Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever. But nice try, you two. Amanda, you're wrong. DZ, you're wrong. Thanks for trying.
Hey, you know, I was a case manager, by the way, so I was used to everything hitting the fan. So I'm used to playing everything and anything at any time.
That's why she's feisty. That's why she's feisty out here in her cardigan. Bye, Amanda.
Yes. Bye. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you.
We split.
You guys are out of your minds, you and Amanda.
One jerk.
How are you going to say she's the jerk for making her husband make plans for his own mom on month? This is ridiculous. Go to Courtney.
She's being a jerk to herself. She's being a jerk to the dad. She's being a jerk to the mother. She's just being a jerk to the world.
Go to Courtney and Racine. She's the tiebreaker. I have no idea which way she's going to go. Courtney,
Courtney,
good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, good morning. Burnt out Bethany wrote in last week about Mother's Day. We're just now getting to it. But I think this is a great topic because you should not be making the plans for his mother. I don't
I
care
agree.
If it's your mother-in-law.
No,
okay, jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You're wrong, DZ. I knew it.
Oh, me too.
Go on, Courtney.
No,
go on.
It's not like she left him in the dark. She told him ahead of time.
That's
and
true.
It's his mom. Now, it's different because her mom is closer. Of course she's going to want to spend time with her own mother.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not...
That's what I'm saying. This is why somebody didn't think out Mother's Day when Hallmark created this holiday.
At all.
Nobody thought out Father's Day because the problem is everybody's got a mom and everybody's got a dad. Unless, unfortunately, God rest their soul, they died or they suck or they're deadbeats.
Yeah, yeah, right,
which
right,
also,
right.
Not God rest their soul if they're deadbeats. But if they died, God rest their soul.
We knew what you meant. We knew what you meant. We were following.
Otherwise, screw the baby daddies and baby mamas. But you know what I'm saying? Nobody wins because everybody's got a plan for the one above.
No, nobody wins. And then you're always trying to coordinate.
And you're sad. Yep. So you're not planning, but you're sad.
But you're sad. Right.
See what I mean?
Yep.
No. My mom's boyfriend's family, they do like a group event. So me and my mom usually do the day before.
Smart.
And then I get to spend Mother's Day with my husband and kids. So
it
works out.
Let's have this argument again next month for Father's Day. How about that? How about it?
I'm down.
I know you're going to be out of surgery by then. But you know.
Courtney, call back for then, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Courtney.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Love. She
not
ain't
the
saying,
jerk.
But she knows we love her.
I don't know how we would have come out any other way. I was shocked you and Amanda said jerk on that one.
I had to stand 10 toes. It's not about her being the jerk to the mother, not about her being the jerk, you know, to the father.
Mm-hmm.
It's her being a jerk in the situation as a whole.
Yeah.
I really didn't consider the fact that she had given the heads up on, like, nah, this year is different. I was feeling like she kind of abruptly did it.
Yeah.
I hear where y'all are coming from. She gave him the leeway. She said, hey, my mom's close. Your mom's not.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Because me and the kids are doing XYZ.
She did the right thing.
I agree.
She just enabled it for way too long is the problem. She was trying to make everybody happy. It's like a new relationship when you get into it and you're like, ooh, I'm going to do everything for them because I want to make them happy.
Yeah.
She was doing that for the mother-in-law. She was overcompensating. And then 10, 12 years passed and she went, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? And then she backed it up. She's like, I don't have time for this.
Yep.
I was trying to, you know, build that relationship. And now I'm going, what am I doing? It's built.
The
I don't even like
me,
her that much.
The jerk for me there was how long it took.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How long
12
it
years.
Took. 12 years is
her kids
too
are
long.
Teens now.
Her kids are old
so
enough.
Now
they're
she's,
used to it.
She's probably mad the teens aren't doing anything either. That's probably part of the trigger, but I don't know. Burnt out Bethany, not the jerk.
You good, girl.
Thanks for writing in. Sorry we were a week late on the Mother's the Mother's Day. Am I the jerk? But it got on. Okay?
Update us. How
you
did it go?
You can always send them in. Yes, update us. Actually, yes, send an update, please.
How did it go? What'd y'all end up doing?
I would love to hear an update. And you can always send your Am I the Jerks into us. Email them, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs.
It's safe.
It is safe. All right, you ready to give away the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival tickets? Because after that, I've got the date update and why I was crying for the first time ever in the first 5 minutes, by the way, of a date.
How do you cry in the first 5 minutes of a date and not call me to come fight somebody?
How do you make Allie cry, period? I mean, and on a date? It's a phenomenal feat, let me tell you.
I'm a little upset you didn't hit me up because I would have pulled up and scrapped.
Okay.
On this bum leg. You know, you know I'm waiting to fight somebody.
In the wheelchair?
In the wheelchair. with the crutches on.
I can't wait to tell you about
this. Don't put a
weapon
in my hand and make my sis cry, dog.
I cannot wait to tell you. This story is so wild.
All right, first things
it's
first.
It's so wild. Okay, first things first, Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. Let's go ahead and give these away to caller. I'm going to go 30 today. 414-533-1037. You're going to go 2-day passes to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. If you're caller 30, good luck. Ah, somebody's going to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival right on the lakefront. Veterans Park. We're giving you 2 2-day passes, so you get to bring a friend and you get to go both of the big days.
Okay, yeah, lit.
So exciting. Rachel's in Menominee Falls. Pull her up. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Hi. Did you hear us talking about your city yesterday?
Yes, I'm so excited. I just moved here.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you new to Menominee Falls?
When did you move to Menominee Falls, and from where?
Just from New Berlin.
Oh.
She left New Berlin. Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so funny. Dude, this is hysterical because we were talking about what 4th of July parades we should be in yesterday. Yeah. Menominee Falls, I said, is one of the biggest ones. It's such a fun one, but we can't do it because it's on July 3rd.
Well, that's why she moved to Menominee Falls. She was like, oh, I'm moving from New Berlin to Menominee Falls
because
they got a better 4th of July parade. Yeah,
but we have Benson Boone at Summerfest that night, so we will unfortunately not be able to be at the Menominee Falls one. But the New Berlin, the city of New Berlin sent me a letter and invited me. I just want to shout out.
Your old city.
So anyway, Rachel, I hate to break it to you, but either way, you're going to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Fest.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
Woo! Have you ever been to this, to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival?
I have. I went last year.
Ooh, so you like motorcycles.
She's a fan.
Yeah, you're a fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you ride Harleys? You like Harleys? You own a Harley? What's the word?
I do not own a Harley.
Ah, but you like to ride them.
You don't need
them.
To. Vroom, vroom. Yeah, and you don't even have to like to ride them. You could just like Harleys.
It just helps.
It's like being a fan of cars. You don't have to own one.
True. They're very true.
You know what I mean? You can just be a fan.
That part. Dog, whoever's got the motorcycle outside here.
Who has a motorcycle?
I have no idea, but I've been trying to steal it every single day, every time I see it.
Somebody in the building has a motorcycle? Since when?
Don't know who it is. But I'm trying to vroom it for the one time just because I'm thinking about Harley Davidson.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going, Rachel. Congratulations. Somebody's going to be in touch. Sorry, we're not going to be at your 4th of July parade. We'll try to make it next year.
Catch you on the next one.
Mm-hmm. We know we love Menominee Falls. Okay, bye.
Right, love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Anyway,
was cool.
That was a true story, you guys. This is so funny. I walked in. We threw shade yesterday.
A little bit. It wasn't like crazy shade.
I said my own city didn't invite me to the parade, you know.
Because
I've lived I've lived in Milwaukee for years. Yeah. I lived in Greenfield for a couple years. I lived in West Dallas for a couple years. And I, you know, now we're in New Berlin, right? But I, honest to God, have never been invited to be in their parade.
Yeah.
Until today.
Until today.
I came into the station. Somebody dropped off a handwritten letter. It says, Allie, we would love to have you guys in our parade.
Man, ain't nobody worried about no parade right now. We trying to hear about this date update, man.
You know
quit
what?
Digressing.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, quit trying to deflect. Ain't nobody worried about no date parade
right now. I'm trying to deflect with the 4th of July parades again. Okay, fine.
Anyway.
You want the date update. Can I get coffee first? Play the Benson Boone because he is coming to Summerfest. We were just talking about Benson Boone. There's a new Benson Boone song. Sorry, I'm here for someone else. Play that. I'm going to get coffee in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm back. I will tell you why I was crying in the first 5 minutes of my first date last night.
You're lucky I want to hear this song.
Awkward.
Awkward.
All right, so awkward is I'm about to do a date update.
What happened was, you probably wonder how we got here. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning, buenos dias, huepa.
Yeah, I went on a first date last night, and I don't know when the last time I went on a date was. I mean, I'm trying to think.
You were trying to go on a date when you visited your mom's in Florida.
I didn't, though. There was no way I was going on a date.
No, because you had a broken hip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the day before. Oh, no, I couldn't tell you the day before then.
It's been a while. It's been a minute. A
few months.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah.
For sure.
Doesn't mean you ain't talked to nobody.
No,
like, you know.
I come and go. The problem is it's hard to get a conversation going online anymore. You can have all these matches, but to get the conversation, people are boring. They don't know how to talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what, I'm being nice about this. I'm using my words nicely by saying people are boring. It is, a lot of people can't even hold a conversation.
I couldn't imagine calling somebody, bro. I've been married for 50 years. Me and my wife are blessed to not be in this mode. Thankfully.
Seriously.
I do not envy the mode you're in trying to meet people in the wild.
Well,
Forget all that.
Look at our lives. We have wild lives, right?
Right.
So we've lived pretty interesting lives. I've lived a lot of life. I mean, I've moved all over the country in my 20s. I've, you know, been married, divorced, had kids. I mean, I feel like I've done a lot of like big life milestones. I've traveled, you know, there's a lot.
Lost 150 pounds, got two skin removal surgeries.
Like, how many people have been? There's just a lot on my resume of life, right?
I'd say respectfully, you've probably lived more life than the average person.
Sure.
You might have lived 4 or 5 lifetimes,
Thank
and most
you.
People haven't.
And with our jobs, we live more life too, because we have different experiences than
we
a lot of people.
Go to different places. Yes,
yes,
I agree.
So it's hard to find someone you mesh with. There's where I'm going with this rant.
Heard.
And so when this guy and I started talking that I went on this date with, he had me dying. It's so hard. The last person I had a connection with was BBL Boo, remember, in January.
I do remember.
I met him in December. We talked and talked, and he was funny. He was a character.
Okay.
And I'm realizing I really do need a character. Like, that's the kind of guy I'm going to end up with. They can't be too out there, but they have to have some kind of personality for me to engage.
Hold on.
What?
Now you're confusing me.
Why?
Because you had literally just said this dude had you crying in the first 5 minutes, and I was ready to choke somebody out with a rear naked. Now you're saying you were crying.
Because I was
laughing.
Because I was laughing,
you...
dude.
How? What? Wait,
this
okay, break it down.
This is
so
funny. You guys are going to listen to this story. This is really, really funny. By the way, it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. That's just house keeping stuff.
That wasn't funny.
Whatever. Listen to this.
What?
So he just moved back here. Okay. Mm-hmm. He moved back for multiple personal reasons, family stuff. Okay. So he moves back. He's only been here like a month.
Okay.
This guy.
Wait.
But he grew up in southeastern Wisconsin.
Oh, so he's from here.
He's from here. Yeah. He's from like Grafton, Cedarburg area. So he grew up there, but
moved.
Has been gone for like 20 years and
out
just came back. Yeah. Out of state.
Word.
Out of state. Out of country.
Oh.
This guy's lived all over.
Oh, he's lived life too.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
He was interesting. And so we started talking and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I've got a lot of stories. I'm like, well,
sit down, buddy.
Let's go. And so I have time. So last night he said, well, I don't even know what's around here anymore. Where do you want to go? And I said, you know what? Meet me at Jackson's Blue Ribbon.
Shout out Jackson's.
Yeah.
The one on Miller Park.
No.
Which one?
No, the one on Blue Mound, DZ.
Oh, the other one.
And so here's the problem. I told him to go to Jackson's and he went to the one at Miller Park.
Yeah, which other one would you go to?
I was at the one on Blue Mound.
Dang.
So our date was at 8:15. He's like, he's messaging me on Instagram because I won't give him my phone number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm here, but I don't think I'm going to be able to hear you very well. And I go, what?
What are you
and he
talking
goes,
about?
It's just really loud. We're never going to be able to talk. And I go, let's sit outside. He goes, there's no outdoor seating. And I go, where are you? And that's when I realized he's at the DJ Sal's probably out there and Jackson's on. I'm dying, dude. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like,
big
you're
vibes.
Not even in the right part of town, my guy. He's like, I'm the only white guy in here.
All you hear in the back is,
I said, I know exactly where you are, and I will come to you if you want, because I'm down.
She said, boy, stay right there. I'm on the way.
Said,
I'm on the way.
Right there.
I'm on the way.
He said, no, I'll come to you. I said, fine. So he came to me because it was a quieter setting. But
at least
said,
aw, boo.
He goes, I didn't know what was going on. He goes, I didn't mind. I mean, I would have stayed.
But it's just not a good first day because I wouldn't have been able to hear you. We would have been partying. Tequila.
Isn't that hysterical? Oh, God. So anyway, he gets to the correct one.
Okay, the one on Blue Mount.
The one on Blue Mount. And he comes in and I get a drink. We have drinks. We start talking. And within 5 minutes, he's like, you know, I lived here. He's like, I was in an orphanage in Africa.
What?
Wait, hold on. He goes.
Yeah, okay.
He goes, I was in an orphanage. It's not funny that he was in an orphanage, but he goes, I was in an orphanage. And I go, wait, hold on. You were in an orphanage? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, start at the top. He goes, it's going to take forever. I go, and I
we
have
got
time. And he started laughing. I go, no, really. I have nowhere to be. Start. I'll wait.
Start, orphan boy.
I'm drinking my vodka.
Like, what? How do you respond to that, bro? What is going on?
And so he's going on and on. He's telling me a story. And I go, wait a second. He's like, so I'm in this orphanage in South Africa. And I go, you're South African? Because he's white. Okay,
I'm Southeastern Wisconsin.
He goes, no, I'm not South African. I go, well how did you end up in an orphanage in Africa?
And then he said, what?
What? I'll tell you after the break. I'm not after I play a song, not a break. And it's not funny, but oh my
Allie!
God. Why would you play? Oh my God, dude. Hold on. I have to tell you what he said next. Hold on, you guys.
Allie got a guy in an orphanage.
Hold on. But was he lying to me?
You loved it. Either way.
103.7 Kiss FM. My friends are texting me because they have not heard anything about this date. And my friend's like, I'm dying laughing right now. You thought he was in an orphanage?
What
That's
happened?
Now his name, Orphan Boy. Okay.
My bad, y'all.
So if you missed it, I went on a date last night with a new guy, and he is very interesting. He's had a hell of a life. And so he just moved back here for personal reasons that I'm not going to get into because it's not my business.
Sure.
But he's telling me his life story, and he's telling me that he was in an orphanage in South Africa. And so I'm just painting the picture. He's a white guy. So I'm like, you're South African? Not trying to be. And he's like,
so
what?
Allie's thinking she's on a date with a South African orphan boy.
I'm so
correct.
Confused.
Correct.
I'm like, you were in an orphanage? Oh my God. That's crazy. How did you end up there? And this is going on. And he's like, what do you mean? I flew over. And I go, who flew you?
Where are your parents?
Where are your parents? And how did you end up back in America? And he goes, what?
What?
He goes, no, I went to an orphanage when I was 18 and worked there.
Said, girl, I filled out an application. I got a job there. I flew. I spent a year.
He goes, you thought I was an orphanage in Africa? He goes, how would I have gotten there? I go, I don't know. And that was it.
I thought y'all was on a safari. Maybe your parents got eaten by a lion.
Thank you. He's like,
I don't know.
He's like, how would a white boy from Grafton get to an orphanage in South Africa? I go, I don't know, but that's what I thought you meant.
The world is a crazy place, my boy. Dude. And I'm just listening to your story.
So at this point, I'm crying,
laughing.
Like, and he is too. And I'm like, I don't know, but you're a character, dude. And I don't even know if these stories are true, but I'm in, dude, because this is hysterical. And I Googled some of his wild stories. He did come up. Some of the stuff he told me, like, he's done all this weird stuff. He's like, I did this. This was weird. And I Googled, and some of it showed
up.
It checked out. And I was like, dude, he really is a bizarre guy, but in a good way, because we're weird.
On a scale of, like, 1 to 10, he's lived a wild life.
He's lived, like, yes, like, he lived in Africa for 3 years working in an orphanage. You
on
know what
I'm saying?
On a scale
of 1 to 10,
he's
what would you
had
give it?
Of what? Interesting life?
Yeah.
10.
A 10?
10.
Oh, snap.
You and I could talk to this guy forever. Do you remember when we had lunch with Kim?
Yeah, of course, Kim. Shout out, Kim.
Yep, Kim. She knows who she is. We had lunch with this woman, Kim, we got introduced to, a business owner in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And DZ and I went to lunch with her, and we had so much fun. I looked at DZ and I go, I want to talk to her again. Do you think she wants to see us again? Do you want to go on a date again? Like, that's how I felt with him. I go, I want to talk to you some more.
You're interesting. When we were at lunch with Kim, I looked over at you in her face. And I was like, bro, this is the most interesting person I've talked to
that's
in a very long time.
If they're so hard to find.
And I don't gas people up like that,
no.
But I was like, gee, I just want to keep asking her stuff. I want to know about her life. I want to follow in her footsteps. What is going on right now?
Right.
I'm smitten by this lady right now. Yeah.
That was it. I was like, dude, you're really funny. And he was cute, you know. But I will say, negatives, talk the whole time, which I was into the conversation.
How was that a negative?
Well, he didn't ever once ask me anything.
You're a
like
talker
he started
too.
And then he went, but I was into it. So that was, and then he had ordered cheese curds, which I respected.
Yum, but you don't eat.
He asked if I wanted anything, and I said no. But he ordered cheese curds, and he's talking, and his mouth's open. And he did that for and then he goes, oh, I'm talking with my mouth full. So this is what I want to explain to you, though.
Etiquette.
But this is what I thought about afterwards. Hmm. He had some things, some quirks, right?
Like
eating with your mouth, being unaware that he's talking whatever.
Sure.
But he's telling good stories. And he did at one point go, oh, I'm talking with my mouth full. I should stop. This is all I could take in about him. No matter what he did that might have been right or wrong or etiquette-wise, he was being himself.
Good.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And it didn't
you
turn you off?
You never go on dates with people who are just being their
themselves.
Tacky self.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm like, even though he's sitting here talking, he's being himself.
Yeah,
like
he's quirky.
He's just being himself right now. He's not trying. He's not. It's him.
He's not selling you right now.
No.
He's not trying to put on
We're
his
just
best
talking.
Face. This man is eating cheese curds and telling a story. He's
that,
hanging out.
Yes. That part. So when we left, we went outside. He's like, I'll walk you to your car. I'm like, thanks. And then I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. But
oh, jeez.
I was like, I don't know if there's this romantic vibe yet. But,
I don't know if I want to be friends.
But I definitely want to be friends. Like, I want to hang out with you. Like,
sure.
I think he would be a blast when we go out. Like, I actually think he should join our crew.
What's he do for fun? What are his hobbies? Do you know?
He's texting me. I'm sorry I ate with food in my mouth.
Oh, he's listening.
Of course he's listening.
What up, orphan boy? We'll see if you become Orphan Bo.
Well, he said to me in the parking lot, he goes, you friend zoned me like 12 times now. And I go, I did? He goes, yeah, you can stop saying we can be friends. You can stop saying that. And I go, did I say it that much? He's like, yeah.
13 times is charm.
But I'm not, it's not a no. It's just, I definitely want to be friends and hang out with you. And maybe I'll make out with you and maybe I won't, but I'm not sure yet. But I definitely think he's somebody that we should have a good time with.
This text came in and I actually agree with it 1,000%. And you got to sign your name or else we can't shout you out. Somebody said he was just excited to be with you and he couldn't keep his mouth shut. I'm here for it. I'm here for it too. Big wepa.
You know what? He was just fun. Like, he was interesting, funny, like fun.
Was he good looking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the other text said, we love a hot weirdo.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like he, I'm not saying no. I'm saying this is either going to build into something or we're going to be like really good friends. And he is going to be like one of the homies like me and you. Like, I can't tell which way it's going to go.
Heard.
But we're at that point right now. And I'm like, I could see myself, but I couldn't. But I just, he's just funny. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually think you like having convos with him because he's a character.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing
right now. He's just a character.
I'm hearing.
He said, I'll definitely be your friend.
Since he's clearly listening right now, I'm hearing that you guys are going to have some off-air conversations, and then we are going to have a wonderful dumpster fire tomorrow.
Oh, my God. We have dumpster fire dating tomorrow. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. I actually thoroughly enjoyed that song.
Buenos dias, Allie and DZ. It's growing on me.
Yeah, it has.
I'll give it that.
These youngins love it. I ain't gonna lie. For real, for real. These youngins love that song.
So, DZ, I wanted to ask you about yesterday, because not only did you get swept into your own doctor appointment.
Mm-hmm. Unknowingly.
You're having knee surgery in a couple of weeks. No joke. You're way too young, but hey, this Here is what are. Football did to you.
Life of an athlete. Football, wrestling, track and field. Not taking care of my body the way I should when I did get injured. Yeah,
I can't believe
fault.
If somebody has to die. It sounds so horrible, but you know what I mean? It's not like you're taking their heart. You're just taking their cartilage.
Just taking the cartilage and bone. Thank you.
Organ donation is a good thing. So make sure you're an organ donor, please, God.
Mm-hmm.
So people like DZ can get cartilage.
Never thought. I thought donation was for major organs, not knee
like a
partial replacements.
They take it all if you let them and help other people, which they're going to do with you.
This is huge. Yeah.
So yesterday you were in the doctor preparing for your surgery after Memorial Day, and then you had to go take Danny to the doctor.
We've talked about it on the show before. Mm-hmm. Before, like, do we like going to multiple appointments in one day? I can't stand it.
Oh, you don't like doing both kids? I would do both kids.
I know you knock them out.
Well, when I was, because I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
So they would intentionally get them both in diapers, bring in an extra nurse, and just be like, we're just going to go do this.
Do
we're
going to
shot, shot, check, check, boom, boom. Like,
knock
we would
out.
Do it all when they were little babies.
Couldn't imagine it.
You don't like doing two at once. Nope. You would rather do one kid at an appointment at a time.
One kid at a time. Don't care. I'm usually the one going, you know, by myself. Aaron's still at work, so I'm taking both boys. I'd rather come back on a different day for the other one. No.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, we had to do multiple appointments. I had an appointment impromptu, and we already had an 18-month checkup with Danny, our youngest.
Mm-hmm.
So we went. I did both. And thankfully, man, I don't really got much to report besides that boy is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's weighing 24 pounds.
Oh, you meant not two appointments, period, in a day. I meant both kids at once.
Nope. I mean,
you mean two doctor's period. Appointments, period.
I'm not going
now
to
I'm
the dentist
up.
Twice. I'm not going
Fair
to...
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
wait,
that.
He's 18 months, 18 so he's
months.
A year and a half old now.
Year and a half
which
old.
Which does... People get annoyed that we say months, but it matters when they're between one and two because there's so much development.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-month-old and an 18-month-old are totally different kids.
And you see the difference, right?
Oh, God.
And
last time I saw Danny, he pulled up to the bar and he got a beer and he was like, what up, Aunt Allie?
And they
and
served him.
I was like, you're one. How did you get so big?
Where'd
and why are you talking
come
to me?
From?
Why,
yeah,
why do you have facial hair like Danny? Sammy's meanwhile driving, you know.
Oh, no. He's the DD now. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
the
yeah.
DD now, yeah. But yeah, he's so big.
He's big. He's doing good. He's great, on par with the growth chart, man. Mm-hmm. His weight is perfect.
What percentile is he at?
He's average. He's average. He's actually a little undersized for height.
Is
Aaron?
He? It's because you got a shorty wife. Uh-huh. Yeah, Aaron's like 5 feet tall.
She's tiny.
But you're like 6 feet tall. But you know what's interesting? Owen and Hudson, you know, Owen has always been off the chart.
Way
so he's 6'4 in seventh grade.
Yeah.
He's gigantic.
Yeah.
And now, do you know what the new question is?
What?
How tall is their father? That's the new one. I never got asked that for
until now.
And they're like, how tall is their dad? And I'm
how
like,
tall
he's 6'6.
He's big.
He's big. And I'm 5'11. So
tall.
My children are huge and they're going to be huge. But Hudson's never been off the charts. He's always been like 99th percentile.
Right there.
But Owen doesn't even register. Like when you see the graph, his line goes off the chart. Like he's bigger than everyone.
The doctor says
he's the biggest.
Here's all the kids, and then here's Owen up
son.
Here.
Yeah.
We created a different chart for him.
I didn't even know he could go off the chart. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a thing. He's off the chart.
That's
height.
Where the saying comes from. He's literally off the charts.
So that's why I was curious. So Danny, your 18-month-old, is a little under the average. So he's like what, 50th percentile or something? What
he's,
do you mean?
Like literally like 60th percentile.
He's
like he's average. Literally average. He's perfect size, perfect health.
Yeah.
Even having been a little under the weather, said his lungs sounded good. We asked him about him conking his head all the time everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst when they're little and they're always hitting everything.
Because he bops his head at least once a week on something that we think is hard and dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we asked, and she was like, you guys are great. Don't worry about
it. He's fine.
Check him. You know, if you do feel freaked out, always message us. I thought he was going to get shots, though.
He didn't.
He didn't get
any
shots.
He didn't need any.
They just checked his lead level.
Thank God.
And
lead.
Yeah, I forgot about
this. Is this the new thing?
It's Milwaukee, bro. We got lead laterals. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but Milwaukee's our hometown. So we do this here.
Glad they do it.
And they checked. His lead levels are good.
Good.
So we're gracious there, but that doesn't mean it's not something to consider or worry about.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, snap. I forgot about
the lead. If we're shutting down
schools
for lead, we need to address that. Some of these older houses or old buildings or whatever they are.
Funny you say that, because that's exactly what I thought of. I was like, oh, snap. Yeah. I mean, lead exposure. It's toxic.
Yeah.
In mass form, of course you might get sick from it. Yeah, we should be checking our kids.
Hell
grateful for it.
Hell yeah.
Grateful
He's
that he
fine.
Didn't actually get any shots, because you know how kids get after a shot.
Yeah, but kids are resilient. That's the thing. Watch a baby get a shot, and then 5 minutes later, they bounce back. Whereas
Danny's
I'm crying for like 3 hours.
Danny's a crybaby.
Aww.
He wants to be coddled for the next 4 hours. For real, no question. That's because Aaron.
Your kids are cute.
Aaron.
If you missed the story yesterday, I did tell the story of how DZ took Owen and Hudson to the barber for the first time because their hair was a hot mess. So you took them with you to the barber. And where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, Sammy, what he did to me in the barbershop.
Trying to manipulate you at Glazed Studios.
Dude, this three-year-old is smart. So there he was. He came into the barbershop and I go, Sammy! And I ran up to hug him and he just ignored me. He just turned like, nope, new place, new people, no thanks.
And I see my cousins, Owen and Hudson.
Yeah,
say
he didn't
less.
Care.
Bye.
He didn't care. Yeah. So Sammy totally ignored me for like the first 5 minutes. I was like, oh my gosh, he doesn't love me anymore. And then he tried to walk out of the barbershop and DZ goes, in Spanish, get back in the barbershop, whatever you said.
What I said, boy, if you don't get back up in this shop, I'm going
to do it in Spanish though. Do it in Spanish. Come on, yell it in Spanish. What did you say?
Samuel, regreses adentro de esta barbería en este momento si no lo voy a cascar.
Thank you. So then the next thing I see is Sammy turn around, walk back into the barbershop, put his head down with this really sad, mopey face, and walk right up to me. And he looked me in the eye with that puppy dog. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, he's already good at this.
You saw the switch flip.
The manipulation. He was so good at it,
too. Oh, you saw the little actor.
I'm a total sucker. So Sammy was like...
He knew.
T.T. Alley. Papa, won't let me go outside. And I was like, come here.
I'll take you outside.
So he totally ignored me until he needed me. And then I was like, screw it, I'm in. I'm back.
I'm
what
back.
Do you need?
What do you need?
Auntie Allie's here.
Yeah. Anywho.
I love watching them grow and develop. Like, it's funny.
These little boys
are
something.
It's funny.
These little boys are something.
And your kids are funny just like mine, dude. So I live for those moments. Well, I'm glad his 18-month appointment went good.
Thank you.
I have no more questions for you. Everyone's healthy and happy. Good. Because we got to get ready for your knee surgery.
Just pray for us and this new sleep routine, because we're about to have them both in day beds. That was the last thing that she suggested.
Oh, you're switching to a day bed.
Well,
are you out of the crib now?
Here's two things.
I thought this was the issue, and what would DZ do? You couldn't get him to stay in the crib.
And he's still not.
Got
exactly.
It.
The update is he's still not. But let me give you two nuggets of information that the doctor said. One, we think he's ready to potty train, and we're not ready to potty train him. The doctor agreed.
Yeah.
She was like, he's showing all the signs. If he's at home and he wants to go to the bathroom, let him.
Yeah.
Don't force him.
Yeah.
But if he's stripping his clothes off and going to the potty, let him sit there.
Yeah, sure.
The sooner you get him out of diapers, the better. We're going, no, we're not ready for this mess.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Because I agree. I waited to potty train with the second one because I was so busy with the first one. I didn't have time to. I don't have time.
Like, what are you telling?
Oh,
I feel
we
in
you.
The thick of it. So
I
we go
feel
in. You settle down, Mr. Wanna Potty.
I don't want to potty train. Yeah, you'd think people would want to do it to make it easier. It's actually not.
It's a nightmare trying to do.
Yeah.
And when he's not two yet, he can't verbalize potty, bathroom. So he's just
stripping
naked.
Once they're
naked.
Potty trained, you have to. So to picture this, I'm not saying you want them to go in diapers all over themselves, but I'm saying imagine when you have a baby, they just go in their diapers,
right.
So you can change it whenever it works. When you're out with a child or not, it's constantly, I need to go, I need to go,
yep.
I need to go, I it changes your entire, you can't even go to the store without going to the bathroom like four or five times.
Yep.
That's why parents go, screw it, I'll train you later, go in your diaper, because it's like, it's so hard. And you have to really be focused.
Once you start, you really lock it in.
You have to be serious.
Then the kids don't want to be in the diaper. And then they're going, no, I don't want a diaper in public.
But then you're in Target and they got to go again. You're not in the mood, but you got to take them. It's all the way at the front. So
ding, 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 ding.
I'm over all the way in cosmetics. I don't have time for this.
Now we got to run to the front. Now I got to leave my cart. Oh, the family bathroom is being used. So we got to go in the big bathroom.
It's so relatable. Listen, Lauren from Sheboygan texted in. I just want to read this. She said, the doctor checked my 10-year-old's cholesterol at his last appointment, which I thought was weird. Yes and no, because I think with all of the food that children are consuming, it probably is an issue.
I hate to say it, but I remember getting my levels checked when I was young. My culture, my dietary options, my body size. I was a little bit bigger kid. They checked my cholesterol when I was young. I remember. I remember.
Oh, and then Jason from Cudahy just texted in. He said, just listening to DZ talk about potty training reminds me of a couple years ago when his older son Sammy was having poo-poo issues.
Picasso.
And by that, I mean painting the walls. So Sammy has not painted poop on the walls since when?
He has passed the paintbrush on.
Picasso has moved on. Danny, you're up. Danny's up. The next Picasso. I forgot that Sammy did that. You'd come in so angry, and I'd be like, he's perfect.
We went from Picasso to now it's Salvador Dukli. Salvador Dukli. Get me out of here, bro.
Yes, get me out of here, too. Goodbye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's up?
Buenos dias. If you missed my date update from last night, you're going to have to listen back when the show's up after the show. Because we post the show every day on the Odyssey app. It goes up on Apple Podcasts. It even goes up on Spotify.
It goes up everywhere.
Yeah, Allie and DZ. You just have to search us out. A-L-L-E-Y. Because everybody, even at Starbucks, they spelled my name A-L-L-I-E yesterday.
Goofies.
Which I don't mind. It's fine.
It is what it is.
DZ, I want to tell you this. So they rated the top 50 restaurant chains in the United States.
The top 50 restaurant chains?
Yeah. Okay, so I have not seen who number one is yet. So I figured this would be fun to like go through these together.
Yeah. What are we doing? Top 10 or what?
Well, I started at 50.
Of course.
So I have to scroll through. 50, I'll just say, is Chipotle. So I'm like, whoa.
50?
Why is Chipotle so high, right? Why would Chipotle be so high? I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is at 49. Come on.
Okay, now.
You guys are out of your minds. This is what it's based on.
You unvalidated this list just now for me. You put Chuck E. Cheese ahead of Chipotle.
I know. Okay. It makes no sense. It says this is what they base things on. The positive opinion score of the restaurant, the popularity among boomers and Gen X, and the popularity among millennials. Oh, this might actually be interesting to point the generational differences on who likes what.
Interesting.
Well, Chipotle was straight down the middle. It's 50% with everybody.
That is crazy.
Okay, sorry. Let me scroll to...
We had Chipotle for dinner last night. Like, I'm that's
Chipotle
why I'm like...
Chipotle is not 50 if you're talking about restaurant chains. Yeah, I'm going through and I'm
Chipotle's
seeing like...
Chipotle's easily top 20 in
I'm
my opinion.
I'm in the 40s and I see Arby's and Jersey Mike's are in the 40s.
Okay.
Come on.
No, I agree. Okay.
I love Arby's.
The cousins can kind of hover in that, you know,
who put
30,
Denny's
40s?
In front of Auntie Anne's? Get out of here.
Yeah, y'all wilding with that
one. Now you're tripping. Sorry, I'm in the 30s. I'm in Jimmy John's. I see Longhorn Steakhouse, Dave and Buster's, Sonic.
Okay.
Five Guys is in the 30s.
Shout out all four and five of them.
Oh, I just found McDonald's at number 32. No. Come on, who made this list?
It is based off of probably accessibility.
Yeah.
You know, how many chains they actually got. McDonald's,
it's
yeah.
the most recognizable brand on the planet. In my opinion, McDonald's or Coke. I mean, come on.
But I wouldn't give them the top nod as like the best
Fair
franchise,
enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
What's these top 10 or what's the top 20?
Sorry, I got to scroll through to get to them. Okay, as I'm seeing every. Oh, Panda Express. Yes.
What number?
20 or 30 in Burger King was ahead of McDonald's. Y'all are tripping right now, dude.
Wow.
At 29. Subway, Panera. I'm going down. We're going down right now.
Burger King was ahead of Panda Express?
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay. And I love a good Whopper.
I'm not, I have gone and will frequent all of these restaurants. I'm not saying I don't go to any of these places. I've been to all of the places that you're like literally naming
off
right now.
Okay, see, these are the top chain restaurants in America, the top 50. So we're counting down because I have no idea who the top 10 are. At number 22, we have Outback. Okay.
Okay.
So fine. And this is all based on the positive opinion score and then the popularity among all generations. It has a high rating with all generations Outback. Interesting. Because I wondered if some of these like For example, Applebee's comes in at 21. Can I be honest? I'm surprised younger people get down with Applebee's because I feel like that was more of an older generational thing.
Back in the day, and even still today, they do them value meals. Like the Chili's and Applebee's, they be having them 2 for 20.
That's how they bring you in.
So them young daters that are like, girl, I only got $25. Let's go to Applebee's. Bottomless mimosas or margaritas or whatever they be doing.
Oh, I'm down to the 20s now. So at number, I see Red Robin in here. Yes, at number 18.
It's yum, actually.
Yum.
Red Robin.
Cracker Barrel. Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
A&W.
Big ups.
Pizza Hut. I mean, I order Pizza Hut, but we don't even sit inside them anymore.
We don't. The Pizza Hut's in Milwaukee closed.
No. I thought there was still one in Muskego.
That's not Milwaukee.
Fair.
There's no
more
Pizza Hut.
Didn't I order from one on National? I don't know. Whatever. Okay, no more Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's a done dot. I don't know what y'all talking about.
These are, they ranked these, the top 50 restaurant chains. I'm dying to see who made the top 10. Okay, sorry. I'm getting down there. 13 is KFC. We're getting closer. 12 is Chick-fil-A. Ooh, they're right next to each other.
Who do we think are in the top 10, bro?
Wendy's is 11.
You're naming all these restaurants that I would have put in.
Popeyes is 10.
No, it's not.
Sure is.
El Popeye is not 10.
Texas Roadhouse is 9.
There is a lot of Texas Roadhouse in the world, and then butter.
So good. Cinnabon, number 8. These are the top 50 chains, according to Olive Garden at number 7. This is not where I saw this going at all. Taco Bell at number 6.
Wow. Wow. I mean, tacos are good. I like me some Taco Bell, but wow, number 6. Okay.
Domino's at number 5. Krispy Kreme at number 4. Dunkin' at number 3.
When was the last time you really saw a Krispy Kreme like that, y'all?
Come on. There's only one I've seen on Highway 100 and National. That's the only one I know about.
The only one I could think of?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what number did I get to? Because I'm not giving you
Krispy Kreme.
What number? Oh, Dunkin' Donuts was 3.
Oh, yeah. Dunkin', 3. We got to 3.
Krispy Kreme was 4. So what do you think? You're never going to guess 1 and 2. You're never going to guess 1 and 2.
Let's guess the top 2
then. I don't
think
anybody's going to guess 1 and 2. Oh,
I bet we will.
Okay, what do you think the number 1 restaurant chain was according to this list of the top 50 in America?
What's it based on again?
It's based on the positive opinion score, the popularity among boomers, Gen X, and millennials. They're all broken up. So that basically means that the top 2 had the most popularity among all generations.
Across
and
everybody.
A positive opinion from people who went in there, because that may be screwing with some of these, the positive opinion.
I think I know the number 1.
There's
I don't want to say
no
it.
Way you can
I
guess.
I think I know the number 1. I think so.
414-533-1037.
What do we think the number 1 is? I think I got it. I think I got it locked in, but I don't want to say it, burst the bubble.
Somebody
and
said
then nobody
Pizza
gets
Hut's
to
still
guess.
In Milwaukee on Forest Home and Burnham. Thank you.
Where?
Forest Home and Burnham.
That one's still open?
I don't know. Darnell in Milwaukee said it is.
Lord, go check today.
If you say so.
Go check today. I don't know.
Forest Home is diagonal. You can get down there quick. Come on. Just jump on.
I'll go check myself.
Ride it. It's a shortcut. Forest Home's a shortcut in my mind. Okay, who do you guys think 1 and 2 are? You're never going to guess who the number 1 and 2 restaurant chains are, DZ.
I don't know about 2, but I think I got 1. I think I got
There's
1
no
because
way.
It's technically a restaurant chain, but at the same time, it's technically not. So they're going to get top spot.
Oh, they're restaurant
and
chains.
And it transcends everybody.
We've all heard of both of these. Number 1 and number 2, we've all heard of them.
All right.
But it's not what I saw coming.
All right, who are we guessing?
I'll talk to you next. Hard to believe this list. Maybe it's nonsense. Maybe we need to make our own list, honestly. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
At this rate, I don't believe it.
We should make our own list because we were talking about, according to this list I found, the top chains in the United States in 2025, according to customers.
Top chain restaurants, according to the generations and the customer satisfaction.
Listen, anybody can make these. Yep. And for all we know, for all we know with everything that is so shady in the world, these businesses could have paid to be on this list. I don't even trust anything anymore, honestly. It's like, oh, here's a research list of look who's number 1.
You meaning to tell me Chipotle paid to be number 50 on this list?
Chipotle didn't get asked. That's why they were number 50. They would have made them higher if they'd been asked.
Got it.
Chipotle came in at 50, which blew our mind.
Crazy. I had Chipotle for dinner last night. I love Chipotle so much.
So good. So we're trying to guess who 1 and 2 are. Let's start with Holly in Maguanago. I think she's going to guess what your guess is, DZ, which you haven't done yet. So
I guessed off air.
You did. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so what do you think is in the 1 or 2 slot? I read all of them.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess Starbucks.
Is in the number 1 spot?
Yeah, the number 1.
Sorry, I was drinking water.
She was letting the momentum build.
It's not one or two. It's not. It's not even on the list, you guys.
Chill out. Starbucks is on the list.
Isn't that weird that it didn't even make the list of chain restaurants?
You had to have missed it. You had to have missed it.
No, I didn't miss
Starbucks is on the list.
I find it strange it didn't make it. That's why I'm saying this list is wild. It's got a lot of other places. Because what did we talk about?
Dunkin' was on the list. How was Starbucks not on the list?
I don't know. What did I say was, let's see here.
Dunkin' was like number four, Dunkin'
was
three.
Krispy Kreme was four. Domino's was five. Taco Bell, six. Olive Garden, seven. Cinnabon's, eight. Texas Roadhouse, nine. Popeye's, 10. Wendy's, 11.
We're missing one and two, and Starbucks ain't one or two.
Nope.
Wild.
All right. Sorry, Holly. You're going to have to wait. I'm going to tell you in a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Appreciate the guest, though. Have a great day.
All right. Let's go to Darnell in Milwaukee. He's one of our regulars. He called 5 days in a row. He had a couple guesses. What do you got? Darnell.
So I'm going to go more with it's probably Subway. Subway is one of the top two.
Subway's a good one. It is not. Subway was on the list. Nowhere near the top 10.
Subway's everywhere.
I know.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry. Maybe I didn't say it, but maybe I flew over it. It was like 20 or something on the list.
Fair, fair. All right.
Let me go find it. Okay,
and DZ.
What up, Papa?
Pizza Hut is still there on Forest Home and Burnham.
Okay,
say less.
Let me clarify. I didn't mean that they were like closed for good clothes.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant.
No,
you just meant they don't have restaurants.
They had a license dispute. They changed ownership recently. They had a license dispute, and all of the Milwaukee area Pizza Huts got closed because they didn't file for the proper licensing. And everybody was like, y'all don't just get to do that. Mm. So they closed them all in Milwaukee for a while. Whether they're back open or not, the one by me isn't. I don't know about the one on Burnham, but it sounds like it might be.
Well, Subway came in at number 28.
Yeah, but that one never closed. It stayed open the whole time.
Oh.
Maybe they have different owners.
Because I eat there a lot.
Listen.
Well, okay. Anyway.
Okay, fine. You know what? You guys want to argue about Pizza Huts in Milwaukee? Have at it.
But we'll argue off air, Darnell.
Subway was number 28, okay?
28.
Sorry.
Well, fine, Allie.
Well,
didn't make the list.
We appreciate your call and guesses, fam.
Call back so we can fight about Pizza Hut. Bye, Darnell.
Bye.
Love you too. Peace.
Ooh-wee. Let's go. Lindsay in Muskego. Let's pull her up.
What you think she's going to say?
I have no idea. Muskego. Speaking of Pizza Hut, not to trigger DZ, I mean, he only is talking about Milwaukee, but Muskego had a Pizza Hut.
We do have a Pizza Hut.
You can sit inside.
Yes.
It's wild.
You can sit inside. I probably wouldn't, but you can.
Stop it. I have, and I did, and I would.
And would again.
All right. So, Lindsay, what do you think one and two are on the list of the top chain restaurants?
You know, I want to say Qdoba for two.
That's a good one.
And then for one, now my theme song has me thinking I might be wrong. I was going to say Denny's or IHOP, but now I kind of want to throw in the Waffle House.
It might be Waffle House.
Waffle House didn't make the list. And you guys, I think Qdoba and Waffle House did not make the list because they're not all over the country. That's my theory. Chipotle's.
Okay.
Qdoba's growing. I'm starting to see them. My sister, like, they're just getting them in California. Like, I remember when they got them in California, she was so excited. She's like, we're getting them. So they're building. But
yeah, not yet.
Same thing with Waffle House. I just saw one in Florida by my parents, but.
That's a down south thing.
You don't see them anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, you got to hit Georgia.
Is it IHOP and Denny's or is it Jamba?
Nope.
Is it Jamba? It might be Jamba.
None of the above.
None. Dang.
IHOP and Denny's were on the list. Jamba was not. But IHOP and Denny's were in the middle of the top 50.
Right.
All right. Well, nobody's gonna guess one and two because I can't get over one and two.
Well, Lindsay, we gotta keep moving. Yeah, hopefully
thanks,
somebody
Lindsay.
Guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Go to Miranda in Greenfield quick. See what she has to say. Hi, Miranda.
Buenos dias.
Hello. Can I change mine?
Yes. You can change it because she was gonna say Starbucks.
New guess.
How about Cousins?
Cousins is a great spot, but no, it didn't make the list. I think it's similar to the Qdoba thing. It's still growing, not big enough
in the
country. Yeah. They're not everywhere. Cousins is still growing.
Would have been a good answer, though.
I'm still thinking, and I just can't. I don't know what to do.
Guys are going to die.
You said if it's not. Well, no, ain't no Quick Trip. Come on.
Miranda. It's not a chain restaurant. That's a gas station.
Tell us you're from Wisconsin. Tell us you're from Wisconsin without telling us.
Bye, Miranda.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too. Much love.
Do you want to pull up Carl, last but not least, in Indy?
Carl gets the last guess.
He had some guess, and I never heard of this place. That's why I was like, Carl, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Carl, good morning.
Hi.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Yes, we're talking about this list. They named the top 50 chains in the United States. I don't believe it. I don't believe this list. I mean, I would eat at all these places, but the list is wacky. What do you have as one and two? What do you think it's going to be?
Skyline Chili, home of the three-way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Never. What? Wait.
It's basically, it's called a three-way. It's basically spaghetti on the bottom, chili in the middle, and a bunch of shredded cheese on the top.
Oh. What's it called? A three-way?
Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili.
Three-way. I mean, three-way.
The three-way. The home of the three-way.
And the cheese cone.
Is it number one?
No. Never heard of it. Goodbye, Carl.
Bye, Carl.
He said the home of the three-way.
We love you, dude.
Oh, there's only one Carl. Okay, you ready for this?
No.
I can't even believe this. Okay, so whoever came with this list, I don't know what's going on.
Who's number two?
Number two. The first store opened in 1940 in Joliet, Illinois. Dairy Queen. Would you have died
if it was Pizza Hut? I was about to
would
lose.
You die?
I was going to lose it.
No, we already said Pizza Hut. Dairy Queen.
What?
Dairy Queen. Now, granted, Dairy Queen, you ever had their chicken tenders and gravy? Holy. You ever had their blizzards?
Yeah.
I mean, but Culver's wasn't even on this because Culver's is still growing.
That's what I, okay, but thank you. Thank you for taking the words right out of my mouth.
It's got to be because it's so old and people have just been around forever.
People don't have Culver's. It's a Wisconsin thing. Mm-hmm. We forget that Culver's is like
a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah. Like they barely got them in Illinois.
Well, they're getting there. Florida, they have one by my parents.
Do they?
They do. So we're getting there. But that was I remember when Culver's got built in Florida.
This list in about 5 years has Culver's in the top 10. Mark my words.
Culver's is growing, and Culver's is one of the only fast food places we still want to go sit down inside. We talked about that on the show.
It is. You feel welcome.
Yeah, it's like every other place I'm doing drive through. We go to Culver's, me and my kids. I'm like, should we sit inside or should we do drive through? That's the only place we talk about it. Which one do we want to do? Everywhere else, drive through.
Depends on the time.
Different.
Sometimes you're like, no, let's go inside. It feels welcoming. Yeah.
Well, number two was Dairy Queen. These are according to this list, which I think is nonsense, and these people all paid for this. Number one on the top chains in the United States.
Who is it?
Baskin Robbins?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I love ice cream too, but what? That's,
you said what?
Turn off the drum roll.
We That's didn't even, stupid.
I wanted the drum roll and then I realized we didn't need it.
No.
Now they just put, there's a Dunkin' down the street from the radio station. It's now Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, yeah, the hybrid where it's one and the other.
Yep. And when they added the Baskin-Robbins, I was like, we're still doing Baskin-Robbins other than the one in Tosa? Because the only reason I knew about the one in Tosa was because I had to go get an ice cream cake one day.
Yeah, can I be honest?
What?
I thought that those things all merged together because
I didn't
both
think Baskin-Robbins was around.
I thought both of those businesses were arguably like failing so that they merged to try to keep most of the customership in.
Well,
and now they're number one.
You know who's keeping it alive? The boomers, of course. I can see right here. Because at every restaurant, it has the positive opinion score, and which helps. And then it has popularity among boomers, 84%. Popularity among Gen X, 77%. It goes down. Popularity among millennials, 66%. So the boomers are keeping Baskin-Robbins alive.
Well, you did say you liked the chicken basket.
No, that was Dairy Queen. Don't get it mixed up.
Oh, I'm just making fun of you because you're a boomer.
I am not a boomer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.